USA Radio News with Tim Berg.
There are still about 90 million eligible Americans who are unvaccinated, and we need them to do their part. Roll up their sleeves and get vaccinated.
That's how White House COVID-19 coordinator Jeff Zients opened a briefing on Monday. Zients adding that vaccinations are the best way to curb the growing surge of the Delta variant. The White House also announcing over 70% of American adults have received at least one of their COVID-19 shots, which officials are calling a significant milestone. Multiple states are dealing with an E. coli outbreak linked to a pre-made cake mix. Children under 18 represent 75% of those who have gotten sick. The CDC's website posting a warning about getting sick from eating raw cake batter. South Carolina Republican Senator Lindsey Graham says he's tested positive for COVID-19, although he's fully vaccinated. You're listening to USA Radio News.
It's been tough talking to my doctor about constipation with belly pain, discomfort, and bloating. I finally laid all my symptoms out there and how they keep coming back. She said I may have irritable bowel syndrome with constipation, or IBS-C. We agreed it's time to try something different.
Linzess, or linaclotide, is a prescription medicine that treats IBS-C in adults. Linzess works differently than laxatives. It lets you have more frequent and complete bowel movements and helps relieve overall abdominal symptoms, belly pain, discomfort, and bloating. These symptoms were studied in combination, not individually. Do not give Linzess to children less than 6, and it should not be given to children 6 to less than 18. It may harm them. Do not take Linzess if you have a bowel blockage. Get immediate help if you develop unusual or severe stomach pain, especially with bloody or black stools. The most common side effect is diarrhea, sometimes severe. If it's severe, stop taking Linzess and call your doctor right away. Other side effects include gas, stomach area pain, and swelling. There could be more to your story with IBS-C. Visit a doctor in person or online. Say yes to Linzess. Learn more at Linzess.com or call 1-800-LINZESS. Sponsored by Abbey and Ironwood Pharmaceuticals.
The bootleg fire in southern Oregon remains the largest fire in the country after it burned more than 413,000 acres. Officials saying containment has grown to 84% because some areas inside the fire aren't considered to be a risk anymore. While most of the fire is contained, it continues to burn inside of the lines. A member of the squad is not happy the eviction moratorium lapsed over the weekend.
Missouri Democrat Cori Bush slammed her House colleagues for adjourning for August recess without passing an extension of the CDC eviction moratorium for renters. Bush is sleeping on the steps of the U.S. Capitol in an effort to appeal to her colleagues to extend the moratorium.
Their human dignity, and they deserve for the people that are paid to represent them to show up and do the work to make sure that they have their basic needs met.
She says she will stay there until something gets done. From the USA Radio News West Texas Bureau, I'm Brad Bernards.
This is USA Radio News.
Hi, I'm Wayne Alarouche. If you like my radio show, you're going to love my podcast, War Raw. Each podcast, I present my top 10 most outrageous, salacious, and controversial stories of the week. I break down the best of the best raw truth stories for conservatives, libertarians, patriots, taxpayers, Trumpers, and deplorables. Anyone who appreciates God, guns, gold, and tax cuts will stand up and cheer for War Raw. Check out this week's War Raw podcast right now. It's available to download on iTunes, Spotify, iHeart, or wherever you listen to podcasts. War Raw. War Raw.
A sprinter is creating drama at the Olympics in Tokyo.
A Belarusian sprinter has accused her country's Olympic team of trying to force her to leave Tokyo after she criticized Belarus's coaching staff on social media. Kristina Timonuskaya says she was taken from the Olympic Village to the Tokyo airport against her will before refusing to board a flight back to Minsk. Activist groups say the sprinter was targeted by supporters of Belarusian President Alexander Lukashenko. Timonuskaya was taken from the airport by Tokyo police to a safe place and will reportedly ask for asylum from the Austrian embassy. From the USA Radio News Ohio Bureau, I'm Dan Naraki.
Health and Human Services Secretary Javier Becerra is trying to get more people to sign up for Obamacare, as over 2 million people have signed up during President Biden's open enrollment period for affordable health care services, which is extended through August 15th.
Some returning and signing up for a different plan, but about 1 million of them have actually gotten a plan where they pay no more than 10 bucks a month in their premiums. Some pay nothing for their in their premiums, which is phenomenal. And that's, again, because the members of Congress made it possible through the American Rescue Plan.
Secretary Becerra in Georgia on Monday saying he hopes the state will make its own comprehensive Medicaid expansion program to get more people to sign up for the lower-cost health insurance. For USA Radio News, I'm Tim Berg.